Well, Simon Marks joins us from the Capitol with the latest. And Simon, turning over Trump's policies and rejoining treaties is all very well. But, you know, is there anything particularly new in Biden's first round of policy moves?
Well, I'll tell you what is new, Adam, and that is simply the image of the President of the United States sitting behind the desk in the Oval Office, signing executive orders, and while he's doing so, wearing a face mask. That is a very deliberate symbol that Joe Biden has created in a bid to set out and communicate to the American public through his physical demeanor in the Oval Office and via the documents that he signed, his priorities. Of course, returning the United States as he had pledged into the Paris Climate Change Accords, terminating the suspension of the United States membership of the World Health Organization that President Trump had ordered, overturning the travel ban on people coming into the United States from countries with predominantly Muslim populations. All of those moves had been telegraphed, but are designed, as he signed those documents, within a matter of hours of taking the oath of office, to signify his priorities. And he's underscoring that with his demeanor there in the Oval Office, wearing that face mask as he signed a mandate for all federal employees in all federal buildings to wear face masks across the United States for at least the first 100 days of his administration. Absolutely prioritizing the battle against COVID-19 in the hours since Joe Biden took the oath of office and made that inaugural address. Its cadence is almost still echoing through the halls of Congress. Another 3,000 people here have died of COVID-19, and Joe Biden is seeking to convey to the American public by taking this very swift action that there is a new sheriff in town and that he is getting to work right now, overturning some of what Democrats argue were the excesses and the failed policies of the Trump administration.
Simon, this administration is only just a few hours old, and already we're seeing some bumps, a power struggle in the Senate, possibly delaying cabinet confirmations. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's important to underscore, Teresa, that it's not just the presidency that has changed today. So, of course, is control in the Senate. Mitch McConnell is no longer the majority leader. He's now the minority leader for the Republicans. The Senate is being controlled by the Democrats and by the new majority leader of the legislature, Senator Charles Schumer, who suddenly becomes an even more pivotal figure here in Washington, D.C. than he has previously. But as you know, it's a 50-50 split in the Senate. It's going to take Kamala Harris, the vice president, in her role as president of the Senate to cast the deciding vote anytime there is a 50-50 tie. And getting some of these cabinet nominations over the line is being made more complex by the fact that some Republicans are moving to put a hold on some of these nominations. It only takes one senator in the legislature to say, I want to put a hold on a specific nominee, as indeed Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri has now done with at least one of Joe Biden's cabinet nominees. And that delays the process for days, which is why we're seeing Joe Biden swear in those acting people who are going to oversee these various government departments for as long as it takes the Democrats to unpick all of this and to get those cabinet nominations through the Senate and confirmed and into office. It's definitely historically interesting that he begins without one confirmed cabinet secretary. And it's something that Charles Schumer and the Democrats up on Capitol Hill are going to work very, very rapidly to try and undo.
The sun has set on the first day of Biden's administration. Many more interesting days to come. Thank you so much, Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.